It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. That's probably my favorite intro, and I'm not just buttering you up there, James Jarman. All right, but I love Schoolhouse Rock.
I know, it's great. And teachers now, say, thanks to YouTube, they can pull it up and play it in their classes. I know a lot of them do, too. Because
that's awesome.
Especially the one, I'm Just a Bill. Talk about
right,
civics.
Right.
I think that alone has taught a lot of kids just how the process works.
It used to, anyway.
Yeah.
Now
hopefully it still do.
Now you got adults that don't know how the process works.
Yeah.
or they meet you out on the street. Why are you running for city council? Because I want to fix things in Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how that works. All right, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. This is Speak Out, and it's a special Friday. We do all these special Friday shows now. We never do a show on Friday anymore, right?
Right.
Well,
you guys are supposed to be Monday through Thursday. That's right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So the last
two.
Yeah,
make an exception for the Big Horn Blast podcast.
Well, don't get too excited.
And the KNTR News Talk Radio with Mojave College.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited because two Fridays ago we had Leo Biasucci.
Oh, well, we're in rarefied air there then, aren't we?
And then last week we had John Gillette.
Hey, all right. Yeah,
exactly.
There we go. Yeah.
You're breathing the same air.
Specials.
As those two distinguished gentlemen.
Special hours on Fridays.
That's it. All right, that's James Jarman, of course, Executive Director of Communications, and a guest that, oh my goodness, we haven't had in forever.
Almost exactly a year. I think it was January last year.
Really?
I think so.
And you were just fresh on the job, right?
Fresh on the job. Yeah,
perfect.
Straight over from ASU Havasu.
Jenna Lauder is here, Dean of Student Life and Community Engagement.
Hi.
I had to throw in that life.
Yes.
I love
so much.
That. I've never heard of life in a title before, right?
Yeah, that's right. Student life at Havasu campus,
right.
Yeah.
So
and since then, you remember, Paul, from, I mean, you know, the back in the day, you were on the foundation for the college foundation. Really, how it used to be, a commuter college, not a lot of life on the campuses. Now you go to the campuses. Big change, almost a 180 from how it has been, and they're continuing, and it's the work of the deans of student life and community engagement really making a huge difference, and Dr. Lauder on the Havasu campus, there's stuff going on all the time.
Thank you so much.
I drove by the Bullhead campus a few days ago, and I'm like, what are those buildings? What are those? Like, that's this far cry from all of the, what were those called? The portables.
Yeah.
That were, it was known as back in the day, trailer tech, right? That's
yeah.
a far cry yeah. from that now.
Right.
You've got student housing at the Bullhead campus.
Right.
For that Final Four soccer team that they have now.
Yeah, that's right. They're fourth in the nation.
They're so.
Only the second year.
Right.
And the women's team only in the second year making the playoffs. I mean.
Western Arizona.
Looking forward to this next year. year.
Didn't even get as far as they did. So the dreaded team from Yuma, right?
Right.
That's
the
a big rival.
The women's team made it to the, I think the women's team from Arizona made it to the finals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're, Arizona is a hot soccer, college soccer state.
They're so big now that you can't even reach Camilo Valencia. You
right.
see him, he's gone. You see him, he's gone. Unless,
Dr. Lauder saw him yesterday for what you say.
Like 30 seconds.
A second, right. So, Dr. Lauder, we've and James, the search for the new president still going. I was surprised that Dr. Tim, I can't remember his last name.
Culver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should remember that. Culver's.
One of your favorite stops.
It actually is when it comes to frozen custard. But anyway, Dr.
Same.
Culver, so right? So we're still looking for applicants.
Nope, they did them all. What was it? Over 80, right?
Oh, yeah,
over 80
80?
Applicants, yeah. Mm-hmm. They narrowed it down to about 40, and the search committee met and made some final recommendations, and I think yesterday and today they're spending some time doing some video interviews with those applicants, and they're going to narrow it down to the ones they're going to bring.
Yeah, the goal is that as of today, I think they're going to get it down to three or four the finalists, and then those finalists are going to be invited to come to the community. So they'll on the week of March 23rd. They'll come out to the community, and just like they did with when Dr. Klippenstein was hired, there were four finalists then, and they go to all the campuses, and there's meetings with the employees, students, and community members who want to come on the campuses, and you can come meet them, ask questions. They'll do a little presentation about why, you know, they're perfect fit for this community and this college, and then the community can, you know, provide some input to the board, because the board makes the final decision. This is what the college board does, the Board of Governors. This is their big job, is selecting the next president, because they're the president's boss.
Sure.
So they choose who the president's going to be, who's going to lead this college into the future. But that March 23rd, that week, keep an eye out, because probably next week, once they get this narrowed down to the final three or four, which is happening today,
mm-hmm.
Today is the final day that they're meeting and doing the interviews with I think they narrowed it down to a top 10. So that top 10, they're going to narrow down to the finalists that'll come out here. And then next week we'll probably have it solidified on the times and locations. And then there'll be a video as well of all of them that we'll put online from one of the presentations, so that if you miss it, you can go and you can watch the video of each one of them.
Sure.
During the presentations. And then, yeah, provide, I think that the Association of College Trustees has been brought on board to help with the process. So they're going to put out, I think, a survey then is part of this process where you can, the community members, employees, and students can then fill out a survey and let the board know what they think about the finalists.
I think we talked about this before. July is like the magic month, right?
Right.
When
mm-hmm.
when there's that changeover because of the fiscal year, possibly, or you mm-hmm. had Dr. K left for College of Southern Nevada mm-hmm. in July. Mm-hmm. That's when he started there, and I guess the same thing will happen here then?
Yep, that's when that's the fiscal year start in higher education is
gotcha.
July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's standard for higher ed. This is a standard process, and really when you think about it, you really want to get the right pick, because look what Dr. Klippenstein was able to do.
Oh,
he came
yeah.
in and really got into the communities, was involved, got the college employees involved in the communities, brought on Dr. Lauder, brought on the other deans of the student life and community engagement, and really changed the look of the college and the direction of the college, the vision of the college. And so you really want to take your time, and what the board found when they put together the presidential profile, which is who do we want to lead, the community was able to fill out a survey, so were the students and employees back several months ago. That profile essentially looked like the same type of person that Dr. Klippenstein was. So that's who the community has already said, we want this type of person again. So that's what they're looking for. So it takes a lot of time to find that perfect person that's going to come in and not only lead the college, but get the college into the community and really engaged out in the community to grow with the community because Havasu, right. Bullhead, Kingman, this whole area is growing and the college is growing with it.
I'm sitting here with that weird look on my face. Like I can see his face, but I can't remember his name of before Dr. K.
Oh, Dr. Kearns, yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
Dr. Yeah. Kearns, the other K.
Yeah.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
And if Dr. Kearns, and when you look back...
He grew the college immensely.
Yeah, and he was really, when you look back at it, before I got here, so I learned about this after I got here.
I don't even remember when he wasn't the college president.
He was brought in to get the dental school going.
Right.
And so... At one point, the college was in such financial
Kearns
straits.
Kearns was a dentist, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so the college got into such financial straits, it was one student away, and this was years ago. This was before I got here in 16, so this was before then. This college was one student away from losing its ability to offer financial aid.
I remember that.
Because of the student debt crisis.
It was like in 2009.
Yeah, student loan payments. Students weren't paying their loans.
It was a
and
big...
And the college was, held, was on the hook for that. Kearns is the one that... righted the ship. He came in and he was a businessman. So he's really the one that saved the college from that.
I thought he was here before
financial
that.
Crisis.
But I remember it was around 2009 they had that problem too.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so
big to fail
and so,
recession.
And so the board brought him in and he got the ship going in the right direction, really cleaned everything up and essentially got everything in order for Dr. Klippenstein to then come in and take it in that direction.
Right, right. And Stacy Klippenstein, also the second most famous person ever to be on Speak Out, remember?
That's right. behind who?
We were interviewing Bill O'Reilly.
Oh.
And I told Bill O'Reilly, he's the second most famous person to be on Speak Out. And O'Reilly goes, oh, yeah, who's the first? And I said, Dennis Miller. Right? Dennis Miller's been on Speak Out too, and and then Stacy spoke up and he said, I thought I was the second most famous. So we dubbed him the second most famous. He had a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And bringing athletics.
Oh yeah.
It's just a whole nother ball game, pardon the pun, right?
Oh yeah.
It really,
it
really is.
It is.
So, I noticed this the other day too, is summer and fall enrollment windows are they open?
Yeah,
they are open. There's still time to get in for spring, the 8-week classes and 8-week start on March 16th. You can still get in for that?
Yeah, we have 8-week classes that people can still jump in on, absolutely.
What classes are those?
Oh, there's...
He knows. He always knows.
Yeah. So what they started doing was... you'll have English, you remember English 101, English 102, right?
I think I started 101. Yeah.
So instead of a full semester, what they did, so this is just one example. You can now take English 101 for your first 8 weeks, right?
Okay.
And
really?
And a full semester is 16 weeks. So you can take English 101 the first 8 weeks, and then you can come in and take English 102. So you can get English 101 and English 102 done in one semester rather than spending one semester on just English 101. So there's a lot of classes like that. The 8-week classes are really shorter term classes. There's a lot of the CTE classes that are like that. There's not a broad spectrum of classes that are available. The most classes are available at the start of the semester, those 16-week classes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the 12-week classes that start a little later. They're a little bit more cut down. But the 8-week classes, they're still available, and students can go on, and if you're a prospective student, you can go onto the website. The first thing I would recommend you do is you go on, you click the application, apply button. That'll take you to a page where you'll see a future Bighorn if you're a new student. It'll take you basically to a page to where you create a student profile. Once you create that profile, then the next step's to fill out an application, but there's going to be student services employees that can help you out and really get you through that process, and you can see the classes that are available, because once you have that student profile set up, they'll help you show you the classes that are available and all that. So it's really a slick process that they have now, but really it's a quick turnaround if you want to get in those 8-week classes, and it's a small selection of classes available. Really it's for returning students at this point, if they're wanting to get in and say, I haven't registered, let me get that English 102 done. Really, we're looking at summer and fall classes right now.
Vote for summer.
Yeah, summer starts June 1st, and then fall is August 17th. And really, we try to get people in for August for the fall classes right now because they fill up pretty quick. And if it looks like we're going to need to add more classes, then the college has time to say, oh, we have way too many. We have a huge demand of people that want biology, so we need to get another faculty member involved and add another class here.
Okay.
So that's why we try to get people in now. Plus, if you don't do it now, you may not get the classes in the schedule that you want.
Is 102, Jenna, can I call you Jenna?
Sure.
Or Dr. Louder?
Jenna's fine.
Does it matter? Okay. Is 102 still writing a research paper? I always remember that. That was the whole scope of the class. It was like the entire class was how to write a research paper.
Yeah, it still focuses on
that. That's still
she
that.
She is the English expert, by the way.
Are you an English major?
Yeah.
I mean, I
taught...
That
was your degree?
Well, I have a degree in English, yes.
Okay.
But I did teach English at Mojave Community College from 2004 to 2017.
Nice.
As adjunct faculty. And then when I moved over to ASU Lake Havasu, I was their only English professor while I was there. So lots of experience teaching English, to be sure.
What's the biggest challenge there, even with people that speak English as their native language? I mean, that's the weird part.
The most recent challenge that I experienced was the use of AI. The generative AI.
How do you catch that?
Well, when they use the M-dash 10 times and the word tapestry, I think that you can tell.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And she was one of the judges on the county spelling bee, by the way.
Yeah, that was a really fun.
You're a really good speller.
I mean, I am an okay speller, yes, but
I'm
also, you know, had the notebook in front of us. My boss, Dr. Tremaine Rousseau, and then Dr. Jake Crawford, the dean at the Kingman campus. We all judged the spelling bee, and
Kingman, cool.
It was 3 hours of 5th to 8th graders spelling, and it was.
I want to do
kind
that.
Kind of exhilarating.
Yeah,
to be
that's
honest.
Fun. Yeah. I am a good speller. I am so anal about spelling that when I text, I don't text speak. I have to write everything. I use apostrophes, there, you know, all of the proper uses of there, and there. And no, seriously, I'll even go and correct myself.
So the younger generation can tell you're a boomer.
Well,
you probably text in full paragraphs, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
With spaces in between.
Boomer. Yeah.
There's no excuse for bad grammar in texting anymore.
No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is. You know, I was going to ask you about that, too. When you changed the mascot from Boomer to Blaze, was that the thought? You didn't want to call him Boomer because the Gen Zs didn't like the mascot?
It wasn't the original thought, but yeah, it came up when we were discussing it. It was like, well, and by the way,
I wore
Boomer, well, it's a little aged anyway.
I wore that outfit once.
I heard about that, yeah.
Oh,
one of the parades,
you probably
right?
did. When was it?
One of the parades?
It was the one of the Boombox parades.
Yeah, in Bullhead,
that
yeah.
is the warmest.
Well,
possibly,
yeah, the new ones have a fan in them.
Possibly, really?
Yeah.
But, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
I want to wear the new one then. No, it's literally like wearing a giant fur coat and putting on a claustrophobic head.
Yeah.
It is like hot. You're sweating. Practically a panic attack.
Yeah. When I first got here, I wore it at the county fair, and I was this is fine. And then I put the head on. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I don't think I've ever had a panic attack. But that
we
might have been close.
Wearing this.
Yeah. Right. That's crazy. Crazy. All right, little Kane Brown. Why? Kane Brown's in Laughlin tonight at Harrah's. Exactly. I'm pretty sure it's sold out. I got the last two tickets for the station thanks to our lovely general manager, Tracy Greeley. Right? I can't say that enough. You guys walked in and, yeah.
That's your bonus. He's not going to give you any more.
Oh, I know. It's perfect. Not Steve, Tracy. Steve would be like, I don't want him to go. Now he knows I'm going. Uh-oh. All right, we're with Jenna Louder, Dean of Student Life and Community Engagement, also James Jarman, Executive Director of Communications. It is Mojave College Day, and I haven't said the other C word yet. Yes.
Well
That's
done.
Right.
Right?
Didn't slip out.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Back with more in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question or a concern. Maybe you've got a child in dual enrollment, and you got a question about that. 928-854-5687, or you can text me at 928-727-5566. Should also mention this is the Bighorn Blast podcast.
There we go.
Right here on KNTR, powered by KNTR Talk. Right?
That's it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Between you and me, it's easy. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and I
That's right. You got to be hanging tough to be at this table anyway, right? No, we're playing that. This was Jenna's first concert. I love that.
Yeah.
And how... Your first concert was way before my first concert.
I was in fourth grade.
See, I was like eighth or ninth grade. Mine was the Commodores with Lionel Richie.
Oh, man.
1979.
Yeah.
And then, like, Styx and April Wine, Boston, all that stuff. But that's crazy for a first concert right there.
It was fantastic.
So who are the members?
Oh, gosh. Jordan, John, uh-huh. Donnie, Danny, and Joy McIntyre.
The most famous. Oh. Yeah, the most famous is Donnie Wahlberg. Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Did you have the poster?
Probably.
Wow.
I think he used to tear out the pictures of those magazines, you know.
Teen Beat, Tiger Beat?
Yes. This is an influence from my older sister.
Nice.
That was the time with how many bands were there? There was
boy bands?
Yeah, there was like
98 Degrees, Backstreet Boys, New Kids.
And NSYNC.
Yeah.
And they all came out in like the same.
I said sync.
Same year, same 2 years or something. It was.
It seemed like it.
So yeah. My sister
saturated the market.
My little sister's poster was Sean Cassidy.
Oh,
yeah, that's wild. Exactly. All right.
He did have nice hair back then.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
We all
hair.
Did, yeah. Except me.
The flowing feathered hair.
Until I found Paul Mitchell. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet. You were just touting the virtues of TWN
earlier.
Yeah,
we have them. Haven't had any issues at all.
Nice.
Have more than a year. A couple years now.
Right, right.
Yeah, no dropouts ever.
Well, we have aloe here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a self-imposed issue, and we're fixing it. So there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
You can only have so many IP addresses, apparently. Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. Check out abpropaneaz.com. You got to be hanging tough to listen to this show. That's all I'm talking about. All right. What were we going to?
Oh, that big event at the Havasu campus coming up. The
Women's
Month.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. See, if I don't write it down, Jenna, I'm toast.
That's okay. So, March 4th at 5:30, we have a Women's History Month event coming up. We're calling it Women Who Create, Celebrating Local Female Artists. And so we have about 12 artists coming to set up booths, and they've got everything from sculpture to oil painting, acrylic painting, pine needle woven baskets,
whoa,
jewelry, all sorts of really neat stuff, watercolor. And so we are catering charcuterie boards and dessert from Angelina's and making some pretty colorful mocktails. We're going to be asking each of the women artists to tell us a little bit about their medium and what inspires them. And then we've got a few art tables where guests can actually do some art themselves if they'd like to. Mm-hmm. And a collaborative art project as well.
Oh, and that's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, March 4th at 5:30 in the 600 building on the Lake Havasu campus.
And so people know the Lake Havasu campus, kind of in that industrial area,
mm-hmm,
with the 600 building. Which entrance do they go into? Because there's the sign. A lot of people probably pull in where they see the sign, but that's not where you want to pull in for the 600.
No, lakeside of the sign. So the big parking lot, lakeside of the sign, is where you pull in, and you'll see the big 600 on the building. And we're just super excited. March, right around now, seems to be kind of like art month in Lake Havasu. We just had the Havasu Art Trail. And then I know there's an art show or an art contest at the Aquatic Center the week after our event. And so it just kind of all seems to fit together that we're celebrating local artists.
All right. And so, nice. If you're heading there and you see the Mojave College sign by the side of the road, drive past it towards the lake, take the next entrance. And then it'll be in the big building that you'll see right there.
And when you say towards the lake, you're going downhill.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So the locals know that it's lakeside. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Lakeside of the sign for everybody else, go downhill.
I see.
Yes.
That's how we get around here. Let's see. I'm kind of lost. I've been lost here 100 times. But then what you do is you find a street that you recognize, and you either go uphill or downhill.
Yeah.
Towards the mountain or towards the lake.
That's it. Exactly. So one thing that really caught my eye here on your syllabus, as I call it, right, is you're enrolling for bachelor degrees now.
Yeah.
Big stuff. That is big. And there's actually three that are listed here. Do you want to talk about that, or
yeah,
James?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a bachelor's degree in biology, one in human services, and then elementary education. And I think so far, are we allowed to talk numbers?
Yeah.
I think we have 25 students the last time I heard, which was about a week ago. So it might be up, but we had 25 students enrolled in the human services degree, 20 in biology, and 3, but and counting, in elementary education.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What is human services?
Oh, so that's it encompasses quite a bit. So it would,
I would
be,
imagine.
Yeah, and it's really big around here.
Is that
here.
Like humanities?
No, it would be. So think about all of these degrees are researched for the community. So in the community, what's the demand? So in our community, we have a lot of substance abuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to make it sound like bad. I mean, but you know, there is it's an issue, substance abuse in the community. So one of those is human services is tailored towards substance abuse. So you're looking at
substance abuse
social work. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of looking at a social work angle on that. So you're looking at social workers, the people who want to go into that field, substance abuse counseling, that sort of field, mental health counseling. So it's really geared towards the human services field. And that's a degree that then if you wanted to launch into and get your master's in social work, that's a great foundational piece right there. Your first step is your bachelor's degree, but it also sets you up if you had your bachelor's, you could then step into a social work field, into a social work job where they wanted a bachelor's first. So a lot of social work fields want master's, but a lot of them locally will accept a bachelor's first, so you could step into that field and then work towards your master's after that, and then you'll step up in pay as well as you move forward.
I was surprised not to see the BSN or the nursing on there. What's the story with that?
The board just approved moving forward with that. So it's a RN. So we have the registered nursing associate. You get your associates in registered nursing. The board just last week, has moved forward with, yes, we like what you're doing here. The nursing department under Dr. June Weiss has it all set up that they want to move forward. They've got the plans in place. They've got the instructors. They've got the facility. They can move forward with a bachelor's in nursing. But we can't move forward with it yet because we need to get accreditation approval. So it's in pause, but it has board approval. So we're waiting for the Higher Learning Commission to review everything. And once we get the stamp seal of approval from them, you'll hear about it. We can't put anything out there yet because we are waiting for them. So right now it's in pause, but the board has moved forward with it. So we're just basically in a standstill, waiting for the final approval. Once that final approval here, once we hear it, you'll probably hear it the same day. They will have a news release ready to roll out immediately, and shortly after that, everything online will be set up to start accepting students.
So last year, Jenna, we had a situation at the high school where the higher math, they've gone as high as they can go, and we had physics students that were taking physics that had to go. It was Dr. At ASU, and he's since left.
Dr. Arand.
He was a school board member.
Yeah.
And he taught the physics class at that, you know, on the ASU campus at that time. Is there anything like that happening now with this year's higher math kids at the high school?
Absolutely. So Lake Havasu High School students are welcome to do take classes at Mojave College. They, of course, get a lot of dual enrollment at Lake Havasu High School. Lake Havasu High School is awesome about the number of dual enrollment classes they offer. But students are also welcome to take classes out of their school day on our campus. And so, yeah, I have seen students who are on campus taking, you know, calculus, physics, those kinds of things.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. Were you a big math guy?
No. She said, high school students going to take calculus at the college on campus. I'm like, not me.
That was you.
Definitely not me back in the day.
Were you a math 100 guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I did get to calculus, and that's when I realized maybe med school's not for me.
I got you.
Yeah, so that was where it ended for me, was in calculus class, but that was in college, yeah.
All right, speaking of Dennis Miller, we're going to play his theme song as we go to break. We were talking about Dennis Miller earlier in the show. A little Tears for Fears. We have Jenna Louder here. Dr. Jenna Louder, right?
Yeah.
I left that off the last time. Dr. Jenna Louder, Dean of Student Life and Community Engagement, and James Jarman. not a doctor.
No.
Aww.
Not yet.
Thanks, math.
That's because you have no that's because you have no patience. Executive Director of Communications.
That's it.
That's why I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I didn't go to medical school, man. I don't have any patience. All right, back with more in a moment. We're going to come back with the Bighorn Blast newscast.
Oh, there we go.
And it has your voice all over it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like your radio voice or your podcast voice.
I'm trying to work it. Oh, we should have played last month. Should have came in last month. We had a special AI reporter. Trying to work in more AI.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's not journalism,
man. It doesn't just have to be me.
That's not journalism. Come on. You can't use an AI reporter.
Well, I write the scripts. AI reads it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's like I write the songs. I read the scripts. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Again, 928-727-55. 566 if you want to text in your question. And oh, by the way, no Common Ground this next week. So there will be no Common Ground on Tuesday. Probably going to return the following Tuesday, though. And what else do I have here? Oh, I have tickets to a comedian. His name is Matt Rife, R-I-F-E. I have not heard of him. He is going to be at the Edgewater Pavilion on Saturday, May 9th. And I'll be giving away tickets. I've got three pair of tickets. So I've got six tickets, three pair. And I think I'll start giving them those away next week. I'm too excited about the concert tonight to be giving away any tickets right now. So I might take them for myself. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Again, Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world, right? I almost cut it right there and went, tonight, right? Like the fans do.
Yeah, that's it.
That was judged one of the best walk-ups of all time.
It is a great song.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball season's coming, yes. Yes, 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 I can't wait.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, my son just started practice.
What's that?
My son's high school, they just started practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I thought you said the Suns. I went, huh?
No, no.
All right, Speak Up brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City. Also, Springburg Wealth Management by The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College by SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to buy local, or it is bye-bye local. And it's about that time for the Bighorn Blast newscast.
Hey, all right. There we go.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's not 60 minutes anymore.
Newscast and the Bighorn Blast podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
So the newscast is just the past month. We put all of the events. We can't fit all of them in, so we take some highlights from around the college, and we play it for the board, and then we put it out on the college website and out on social media for the community to see. And so if you were wondering what's been happening at the college, you can hear it here on the radio show, and you'll hear it and see it on the podcast if you go to the newsroom online and watch it. And you can also see the actual newscasts on the YouTube channel and on social media and also on the website too. But this is it right here from February.
All right.
Some of the events that have happened.
In the spirit of Mojave College, I'm going to give you some homework and you have like 2.5 minutes to do it, right?
Yeah.
You need to find out what is the engagement on this site by students or whomever. How many hits are you getting?
That's what
I want to know. So don't tell me right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, he already knows the answer. Wow. All right, let's go to the Mojave College Bighorn Blast newscast for February.
First up, spring semester kicked into high gear with enrollment up about 2%. New and returning students are settling in across the campuses and online as they work toward degrees and certificates. The start of the new term is always exciting, with students taking that next step toward new skills, careers, and long-term higher education goals. Arizona Town Hall brought community conversation to the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center. Local leaders, educators, and community partners gathered for a full day focused on workforce development and regional growth. Discussion centered on strengthening partnerships, meeting industry needs, and strengthening pathways from education to careers. The Havasu campus got a colorful surprise during the Havasu Balloon Festival. Three hot air balloon pilots brought their balloons to campus, giving students, employees, and community members a close-up look. Visitors asked questions and watched as all three balloons lifted off. It was a fun and memorable way to connect the community with an iconic local event. The college also joined its community partner, the Havasu Chamber, for a great weekend at the Downtown Winterfest. 30,000 to 35,000 people enjoy the annual weekend event. College teams connected with community members, shared information, and helped highlight the energy that events like Winterfest bring to the region. It's a great example of partnership and community pride. Career Services employees hosted the Fuel Your Future Career and Eats Fair, bringing students, alumni, and community members together with local employers. Attendees had a chance to network, explore job openings, and learn about career pathways. Events like this help turn classroom goals into real-world opportunities while building connections that can lead to interviews and new jobs. Student Club Rush at the Bullhead City campus gave students a fun way to jump into campus life. Student clubs and success services set up tables to share information. New and returning students learned how to get involved beyond the classroom, which can help boost student success. Students in Bullhead City also had a sweet way to celebrate Valentine's Day. The Student Activities Council hosted a Valentine's Day mixer with trivia, music, food, and plenty of chances to meet new people. Corporate Education's Driver's Education course is helping new drivers build confidence and safe habits on the road. Students learn traffic laws, road safety, and responsible driving fundamentals through guided instruction. New classes are signing students up now. Just head to MojaveDrive.com to get started.
I love that sound effect, by the way.
That's a cool one.
That's a great...
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of the Lake Havasu on Video.com. That same sound effect almost. So, what is... Okay, first off, your homework, mister.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the YouTube channel, that's easy. They just put it up there. There's like 4,500 or something. And then the webpage where we put it, because we also have people, especially on campus, for some reason, if you don't have a Google account, Google for risk and safety will identify your company. So the college has been identified because we have so many people logging on to one server, one IP, essentially, that you have to have a Google account to... So you have to have a Gmail, basically, to sign in to view YouTube. So we also...
Are you burying the lead on me?
This is a long explanation.
I think so.
For why we also uploaded a separate video onto the website. It's not just on YouTube, but we put it on a page on the website as well, because people at the college can't view it on YouTube unless they have a Google account. Right?
Okay.
So we put one there, and it has 1,600 views.
Oh, there you go. Good presentation. Not sure about the content, though.
A lot of people don't understand why we don't just put the... Why don't we just use the one? It's like, well, we had to add the other because Google has labeled the college as a potential risk because there's so many people logging in on the one server.
But that's 1,600 between four campuses.
Right, yeah. So not bad.
There you go.
On that one page, yeah, yeah. So, right. And then there's many that probably log in and, you know, click on the YouTube
channel. Must be like...
And that doesn't include either. I also upload it separately sometimes to social media. I didn't check the social media numbers, so it's more than that. Usually a few thousand on there.
We're down to like 4 minutes here. So I get to early college, I want to talk about Colorado City a little bit because they're talking about that area as being the next Sedona.
Yeah, that's nice up there.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, have you? I remember the first time I got here at the end of 2016. So I went up there in the winter because one of the first calls I got when I got here was from MTV Documentaries. They wanted to go up there and do a story on a student.
Oh, so of course.
I had to go up there, and first time I drove up there, I thought, "What the? This is beautiful up here, you know." And it's right there at the south side, you know, southern side of Zion, of you know, all the park up there. And but yeah, it's really changed.
I'm talking about property value.
Yeah, and everything up there has changed. The whole community has changed. They've really gone through essentially a rebranding.
Right.
And when we did the rebranding, we did community meetings, and we met with community leaders in each community, and we met with them, and they didn't want us. We used to call it the North Mojave campus. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, we're rebranding. We want this. We want to be the Colorado City campus. That's what it should be called. It's in Colorado City. It should be the Colorado City campus. So now we call it the Colorado City campus.
And we just had our student leadership retreat up there.
Yes.
We sent
just
student
last
leaders
weekend.
Up there for... Yeah. For their retreat.
Yeah, it's really becoming quite the I think they want it's going to be a destination tourist area, and it really it's a access to the north side of the canyon, so that's really what they're looking at.
So tell me about the college's early college program.
Oh yeah, so that's the dual enrollment that you were talking about,
okay.
And that Dr. Louder was talking about as well, with the students in the high schools, with the partner high schools that the college have. They can sign up and get free college credits while they're in high school.
Unlimited college credits.
Exactly.
There's no cap on it anymore.
Yeah, and then they have the concurrent classes, like Dr. Louder was talking about with the calculus, where the students will come to the campus and they can take classes as well. And a lot of those have free tuition as well if you can get the scholarships in our teams on the recruiters. They call them the enrollment navigators or the recruitment navigators at the high schools for each campus. They try to make sure that if you're a concurrent student and you're a high school student, they do everything they can to make sure there's a grant or a scholarship so you don't have to pay. So most of the students, and they work with WAVE, JTED as well, most of the high school students that are taking college classes are not paying anything. So if you want to know how you can get involved, get your student involved, if you're a parent, into the college system early so you can cut down on that college expense and have zero debt, hopefully, college debt, you can go to mojave.edu/early, and that'll take you to the early college page. And you'll see, if you go also to the newsroom, which is Mojave, just go to mojave.edu, scroll to the bottom, you'll see the newsroom. We have some profiles. We have a story in there right now that's not too far down on the page that you can click on, and it'll explain the cost savings. Essentially $30,000.
$30,000 on a college degree.
Yeah, which you could save.
Right.
And that's just if you did, and because you can get an associate degree before you get your high school diploma. We have one student from River Valley that we just did a profile on, and that's what he's doing. He has 10 skilled certificates, industry certificates under his belt right now.
Jameson Johnson.
Right.
That's a great, like, sports announcer name man.
He has 10 skilled certificates, and he worked with WAVE JTED and the college, and he hasn't paid anything, and he's getting an associate degree before he graduates from River Valley High School this year.
Well, we're going to take it straight up to the top of the hour, the break anyway, so I just bought you guys about 3 minutes.
There you go.
Which is perfect. But
And Dr. Louder works closely with the schools down here as well. And
McKenna Ramirez, are you?
Well, she was from Telesis, right?
Here in Lake Havasu, earning all of her prereqs and heading right into the nursing program when she graduates.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you could go from, and you have that other program too, what, Surge Tech?
Oh, yeah. She has there's a lot on the Havasu campus.
Yeah.
Right.
We've got Surge Tech. We've got medical assisting, nursing, CNA, the certified nursing assistant.
Right.
Yeah, and then the physical therapist assistant. That's one that really a lot of people don't, I think because it has assistant in the name, that's what I've heard some people when I say, talk about physical therapist assistant, they're like, eh. And I say, well, you know, they're making like $50,000 plus right out of that program.
Yeah, right.
Because they're essentially the second person in charge below the physical therapist in the physical therapist office. Then they start listening to it.
Are you guys putting the physical therapist assistant on the sidelines at the football games for Havasu High, do you know?
Because I know there is one.
I don't know.
I don't believe that's us.
There's somebody that checks out the athletes and
the trainers. Yeah. But it is that is.
I don't
the program
think it's a school employee though. I'm pretty sure it's coming either from you guys or from a firm. So
I'm not sure, but I do know that like Havasu High School's medical programs are also expanding, and so we're expanding with them. They're going to start offering more of our medical classes. Marsha Becker's been really awesome to get that into the high school so that they can start working towards their CNA and getting ready for that nursing program.
Did you hear about Scott Becker?
Yes.
Pretty exciting news.
Superintendent.
I know.
Very well deserved.
They've got a succession plan now. So, yeah, good stuff happening at the district and, of course, at Mojave College. And
excellent.
I didn't say it once.
Nice. It's only been 7 months.
It's the newscaster in me. What can I say, right? So I promised Tracy I'd play this song at least once this week. It's it's one of my favorite Kane Brown songs. And it's definitely one of Tracy's favorite Kane Brown songs. So, Backseat Driver. And I didn't mean to be a backseat driver today, but you did all the talking, so.
Well, I tried not to.
You did good, man. James Jarman, our guest, along with Dr. Jenna Lauder, Dean of Student Life and Community Engagement. James is, of course, Executive Director of Communications, and he communicates that well.
Not calculus.
All right. Thanks for joining us this month.
Thank you.
And, folks, thanks for listening to the Bighorn Blast podcast. All right, we'll see you next month, right?
That's right.
All right. We're going to go right to the top of the hour. Hannity's up next. Black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.